welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show. This is Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician, and my special guest today is Dr. Fred Bell. And any of you who have listened to Dr. Bell before know that he is a complete wild man, so I have no idea what's going to happen on this show. It should be very interesting. And what we're going to be talking about today is holographic projectors, which are also known as the Andromedan projectors. And Dr. Bell will be with us in a minute. And there's a good reason for bringing this up at this particular point. For one thing, I now have a holographic projector room set up. And it's in Sedona. It is public access. So for a fee, you can come in and use the room and get the experience of getting into these other dimensions. We've had quite a few interesting experiences happening. So I'm going to be asking Dr. Bell to explain the Andromedan projector system and what he has been experiencing and what the other people have experienced. And, you know, we're not making any claims on this. We're just wanting to let you know what's been happening. Now, this is not the personal projector that you wear on your body. These are the big Andromedan projector systems that that go up on the wall, and mine are activated with lasers. I have four sets of lasers. I put them in my acupuncture room, using them in a healing mode, and have had some very, very interesting experiences, not only myself, but quite a few patients. So, it runs the gamut anywhere from feeling somebody coming in and working on you immediately to feeling that these beings have followed you home and are working on you at home at different times, to seeing beings in the room, to getting revelations, to having goddess experiences. It's been a wild ride. Now, I've only had these up in my office for a couple weeks. Steve Barish in New York has had his projector room up for, I think, about a year now. But he's having also some very interesting experiences. And I'm going to change the configuration probably at the end of the month and see if we get increased experiences with that. So I'm going to have Dr. Bell start explaining, as soon as he gets here, he'll be explaining about the projectors, what they were designed to do, where they came from, you know, the different history things. For my own part, I'm going to talk about the experiences that I have had personally and the experiences of my patients and the general public. One of the reasons I put this room together is because when I first heard about what the projectors could do, and how you could access the other dimensions and how that might help in your spirituality, I thought, boy, if I could just get into that room for like 30 minutes, that would be awesome. And I would be able to go and manifest things and change my life and, you know, kind of give myself a kick in the butt and get out of this state of stagnant energy that I felt that I was in. And I was so excited about hearing about these things that when I got my own room set up, I thought, you know, maybe other people would be interested in that too. So I've got Dr. Bell to agree to come on the show tonight to explain a few things, to make it a little bit easier for people. Do we have Dr. Bell yet, Don?
I'm here now.
Okay, great. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bell.
Hi, how are you doing there, Bell? All right?
I am doing great, and I am so enthused about the holographic projectors.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're enjoying them.
Oh, they are awesome, and I thought it would be a brilliant idea if I had you on the show to explain the history and to explain how you got the ideas for these projectors and what they were designed to do. About all I can tell people is it's quantum physics and it's awesome and it's scalar technology and you have to experience it. So if you would go ahead, I'm just going to give you free rein. You go ahead and explain about them, and then we can talk about some of the experiences that we've had.
Yeah, on my website at Paradyne.com, a lot of this information is there. But basically, back when we started out with a nuclear receptor, we were working with an externalized DNA transforming device. And I guess you probably heard Dr. Deagle the other night on the show when we were talking about how the disruptive technologies exist now, put up there by these different governments around the world to change the DNA structure in a negative way, to despiral the DNA. So that's where our work started. And then later on, as we got into it, my contacts from other places began to tell me that we had to go another, there would become a time when people would have their DNA under control somewhere around the enzyme, or the gene rather, telomeres, where the aging process, you know, takes place, and the fact that it acts like it starts chopping off the genes too early, causing not a complete set of DNA intelligence to be sent into the body's biosystem for rebuilding. And so we were able to go out and deal with that gene with the receptor. And of course, everybody had resistance to life extension because they were so entrenched by the effects of aging process, because it's in everything that we eat. I'm going to be talking about that on my show later on, why I want to do it live. The effects of saturated oils, trans fats, all these kinds of things, the effects of ELF pollution, the effects of smog and air pollution.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, everything that people do, minus being up in the mountains and having a glass of pure water, is toxic somehow to the body.
Mm-hmm.
So once we introduced the receptor technology as an alternative form for that, then we began to see that there was, that people started to change. We had to go to another step, and the nuclear receptor was not capable of taking them to that step. So that's when we started to work with the Andromeda technology on causing a despiraling to still occur, but now that we had arrested it on the physical plane, there was a reason for that despiraling anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of the wisdom process, where in the body produces a lot less melatonin, a lot more serotonin when you get older. So we went in and we addressed that problem, that situation, in such a way that we realized that we had to enhance the despiraling process. We had to override it and address it, and that had to be through something like the nuclear receptor. So what we came up with then was the projector technology, which is like two receptors, but they work against each other. They almost battle each other.
Mm-hmm.
So as a result of that, the projector had its birth. And what the projector does is it does have a despiraling effect into the fourth dimension, but on the physical plane, it doesn't shorten the age. It actually makes it helps us live longer. So that's how the technology came to be. And then we went ahead with the technology not only as a piece to wear, but we developed something to work with our radiator system that would enhance this technology in such a way that we could put it in integrated frequencies into buildings. And of course, when we did that, we came up with a large standalone system.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how it started anyway. You know?
And now, how long has the standalone system been out?
It hasn't been out very long. It's only came out last early spring. It was in development for close to 20 years. But it wasn't, like I say, it wasn't available. It's only still coming out. You know, there's still versions of it that we're still working on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you that, listeners, that I was so excited to put the standalone projector system up in my office and to start experiencing this. And I have four sets of lasers on mine. So it's quite a jump in energy when you do that. And Dr. Bell, if you could talk a little bit about what's the difference between having the projectors with or without the lasers, that would help.
Well, when you start adding lasers, what you're doing is you're enhancing the astral connection of the human body, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the astral part of the human body is the DNA. It's the light force. It's the illuminating force. So whenever you add lasers, you're adding an illumination factor. It's as important for cellular activity as sleep is And you know, when you don't get sleep at night, especially rapid eye movement, sleep, where you get feedback from the astral plane, which is in fact illuminating its light, light frequencies and different wavelengths. If you don't have that coming in, then what happens is you start to mentally separate from your physical body, which causes insanity.
Mm.
Okay. So what happens is when you add our systems, you add lasers to our system, it's like adding sleep to your psyche. It brings the astral energies in, and the photons, as they're called, photons, it brings those in and into you. So it's very important to have the lasers in the system.
And you know, one of the experiences that I've noticed in the room, not only myself, but quite a few of my patients have just been knocked out. They come in, they're awake for maybe 5 minutes, and they go into a deep, deep sleep. So that's been kind of interesting to watch. And they come out yawning and going, wow, I can't believe it. I feel like I was way out there. And the energy in the room is intense, but it's very comforting.
It's intense, and it's really not intense. What it is it's intense in the fact that the people that come in are intense. And what you feel in the form of intensity mm-hmm. is the what you feel is the is their negative energy being dispelled. So that's why you would say it feels intense.
Mm-hmm.
It really isn't. And once that energy is dispelled, then what happens is the person is probably super relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're probably barely able to walk out of the room.
Yeah, they kind of stagger out sometimes. And I have to mention, too, we had a discussion before about the star orb and the Devastar orb and about how they get rid of the negative energies and they stop the ELF waves and make the whole atmosphere calmer. And I have to tell you, listeners, I decided after listening to Dr. Bell that I was putting up the Devastar orb in my house and the star orb in my office, and I was not taking a projector out of the box until I had those in there.
Yeah, you can't have... I won't say you can't, but it's not wise to play around with any of our systems devices without first installing a star orb or a Devastar, which those are devices that get rid of negative energy. And because what happens is when you start releasing all that information, you know, that negative energy that's like in one of your patients,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have a place for it to go, you'll drown in it. You'll clean them out, and then they'll reinfect themselves as soon as they move.
Yeah, and I wasn't about
the table or out of the field. They'll be even worse. So
yeah, I wasn't about to let that happen.
Yeah.
So I think people need to understand that these are not toys, and I've told my patients that too. You know, when they come in, I tell them this is not a toy and this is not a maybe. These are real devices that really work, and so you need to be serious about what you're doing in here. And, you know, really be in alignment with what path is and with, you know, how you're going to help the planet and everything else.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, I agree. But, that's true. If they start making wishes in them or start thinking in them, but don't you, in the beginning, just use them to detox their bodies somewhere?
Yeah, basically what I do is I have people come in and lay down, and I just tell them, you know, just let go. Let go of everything. Let go of your worries and your fears. Just let it all go and move into that space of unconditional love. And if they say, well, I don't know what that is, then I ask them just to think of someone or some time that they felt love and just go to that point and just rest in that space of loving energy for a while and just allow whatever's going to happen. So I've had some people, I've had big macho guys that came in and started to cry.
Yeah, that's most people. A lot of large-sized men actually carry a lot of guilt and shame.
Mm-hmm.
And they're here for a lesson, and that's good that they get that release, you know.
Oh, yeah, and it happens very quickly. I was working with one guy, and he said, oh, I'm really uptight. I'm so tense, and I've got all this stuff going on. I said, well, come on in, lay down, and covered him up in a little blankie, you know, make sure everybody's comfy, give him a nice pillow, and turn on the nice music. By the way, I'm using your Galactic Meditation CD.
Oh, that's a good album.
Yeah, it's awesome, and it really
helps. You
gotta
get Don to play that sometime, you know?
Yeah, it's really awesome.
I sent it over to him.
Yeah, it's so good at helping people to move into that space.
How do they like it when that part where the Pleiadian ship comes in?
You know, by that time they are so spaced out, you know, and they've all had interesting experiences. And, you know, they're not quite sure what that is when they hear it. They go, I don't know what that was, but it was very strange, and it gave me chills. And some of them start seeing beings right away.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's
I've had
tests, you know.
Yeah, the projectors were only up maybe a week, and I hadn't let anybody come into them very much. You know, we were still experimenting with how to aim everything. And we had one guy that came in who was very psychic. And he laid down, and I came in, you know, 10 minutes later, and I said, all right, you know, how are you doing? And he said, my God, he said, I was laying here, and these two beings came and set up white pillars in the corner of the room. He said, they're building a portal. I said, yeah, well, this is the portal room.
Yeah.
And then he saw Andromedans coming out of the left portal. So I've got two portals that I know of in there, and apparently more are coming. And so he noticed that right away, and he noticed beings coming in and working on him. The big macho guy I was talking about who was stressed out, the minute he lay down, I saw three tall Andromedans walking in, women. They walked in, and they laid their hands on his heart, and he started to cry. He said, that was the weirdest thing I ever experienced. He said, I didn't see them, but he said, I felt them, and I just had such emotion come up so suddenly.
Yeah, that's pretty common. That's what happens, you know, when they get, it's always there. They're so blocked, you know,
mm-hmm.
that when you present this to them, it causes a huge relief, and, you know, it's the hormone structure changes, and they start actually secreting hormones. Probably a shutdown of melatonin and an increase of serotonin, which gives them that feeling of a weight being lifted.
Mm-hmm.
So are you working on, what kinds of clients are you bringing in now?
Well, I have a mix, because, you know, I've made it known that this is public access. And so people come in, and I have to tell you, Fred, it's been really interesting. Before, I'm in this little kind of a courtyard complex, very plain, you know, but it's a nice little kind of hacienda-style place. And people do not wander in there off the street. You know, if they're coming there specifically, then you might see them. But, you know, it's not one of those places that you wander in and think, gee, I wonder what's in there. People think there isn't anything in there. And since I put those projectors up, I have had the strangest people wandering in off the street, and they all look confused. And they walk right past, even if they were coming for something else, they walk right past the building or the office they were coming to, and they end up at my door. And we kind of look at them and say, can I help you? Are you lost? And they're like, well, yeah, you know, we're looking for this or that. And we tell them, well, you just walked right past it. And then they said, well, what do you do? And so we tell them about the projector room, and pretty soon they're going, well, I want to experience that. Or they come back later and they experience it. And so I'm having all these experiences with people who have no idea why they're there. Other people just wandering down the street, you know, they come in and they look really confused and they don't know why they're there. And I tell them about the room and they want to come in and experience it. So it's been really interesting. Now, the other side is that I have, you know, patients. You know, patients are coming to me as a physician. So they come in and, you know, I'm working on their diabetes or their hypertension or, you know, heart disease or whatever I'm working on, women's hormone problems, whatever. And then I put them in the room. One thing I've noticed is I can put them in that room and turn on the negative ion shower for about 2 minutes, and it completely relaxes them. And for my gynecological exams, when I'm doing women's health stuff, I lay the women there on the table for about 2 minutes, let the Andromedans come in and work on them. You know, let them get the negative ions all over them and knock off the positive ions. And then I put them on the table, and the exam is so much easier for them and for me, because now they're totally relaxed, and it only took 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's a great thing for chiropractors, too, because, you know, it takes them a while you have to really forcefully make adjustments to the person's vertebrae in their backs when people are tense. But yeah, that ion shower handy, which is a device that hangs up over the table, for those of you that don't know what it is, and it releases about 1,000,000 volts of negative ions. The negative ions are necessary to reproduce cells in the body, and your body can't reproduce any cells without them. And unfortunately, in the atmosphere today, the negative ions are few and far between. So what happens is, if your body is starving, it's not much different. It would just imagine yourself jumping into a swimming pool and not coming up for air. How that feeling would be, it would be pretty intense as you basically started to drown. Well, your your cell structure on your body is drowning because it's not getting its oxygen, which are negative ions. And realize the body's trying to reproduce cells at the rate of 90 million cells per second. And if there's not enough ions in a room to achieve that, what's called the Bohr effect, which is part of the respiratory operation of the lungs and heart mechanism that brings oxygen in and drops it off and picks up carbon dioxide and takes it out, that particular Bohr effect starts to fail. And so basically you're heading for heart palpitations, and usually the psychological feeling is some form of claustrophobia. It could start out usually with paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put that ion shower in there, it reverses all that instantaneously. And the result is it's like you were at the bottom of the swimming pool and all of a sudden somebody didn't come down with a scuba diving tank. They brought down pure oxygen and gave it to you. You could sit at the bottom of that swimming pool and just go into euphoria because you're breathing pure oxygen versus what would have been in a compressed air tank.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what the effect of the negative ions. Aren't you glad I know you didn't know what that was, and I told you you had to have one of those.
Yeah, you talked me into it.
Yeah,
and
aren't you glad you got it?
I am so glad, because it's just been amazing to watch what happens.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I mean,
and I've been doing this for 30 years, so
yeah.
It's nice to see healthcare people out there in the industry with professional credentials like yourself getting a full utilization value out of it, you know.
Oh, it's awesome. And
yeah.
You know, whenever somebody goes in that room, whether they're in there for 10 minutes or half an hour, I put the negative ion shower on because I figure they need all the help they can get.
They do, yeah.
And, you know, they don't even notice that. They notice that they feel relaxed afterwards.
Don't you wish you had that in those trauma wards you used to work in?
Oh, man.
Young doctor?
That would have made life so much easier.
Imagine all the trauma wards in the ER rooms having a couple of those. So people come in gurneys and stuff in the ambulance, and they're subjected to that.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Wouldn't it make it a lot easier for the attending physicians on duty?
Well, yeah, it'd make it easier for all the people that have to work there, too.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, there's a lot of times when I put somebody in the room and I'm doing acupuncture on them, and I might be in there with them because I do an energy treatment at the same time. So, you know, I throw the needles in, and that kind of breaks down the barrier and allows me to get in and really help to move the energy. And then I've got the negative ion shower going, and I've got them in the holographic beam. And I've got all the Andromedans and the other beings that are coming in from the higher dimensions and working with them. And, I mean, it's been amazing. Sometimes it's so crowded in that room. And Steve Barish talks about that, too, you know. He said, you know, it's so crowded in that room. I look around and it's like I don't have any room for me.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I don't quite see them that well yet. But I have seen quite a few of them in there. And you know, they come in right away with some people. Some people see them, some don't. I tell them, don't feel bad if you don't see them, because I didn't see them right away either, but I was seeing them before I put the holographic projectors in. And then they kind of changed. Now I'm dealing with different dimensional ones, apparently.
Yeah,
and
it was real interesting when I had Dr. Deagle on the other night. Did you get to listen to that show?
I sure did. I was trying to call in because I had a comment about how to clear out the air. There are people who have some rods. They're copper rods. They're put in a bucket of resin, and they've got crystals. And what they found is that anybody who has those clears the air within a few minutes, and then the black helicopters come over.
Right.
And I said, good, let's get that schematic out. Let's show people how to make these things.
Well, when he was talking about his original doctor that trained him about doppelgangers, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Which is a spirit body, which is a German word for spirit body. You know, Dr. Deagle hasn't... gotten into my, he just, we, the books I'd sent him, the Rays of Truth books, were hung up in customs at the time he went on the show, but I'm sure he has them by now. You know, he's another physician that probably will really benefit from this technology once he begins to understand it, because he, like you, was, I noticed, is very spiritually attuned, and he has never used a pyramid or any of the stuff that we make, but he can't wait to start using this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's neat that now a lot of physicians, when the creed is heal thyself, they're coming forward now, and they're very receptive to this technology. And
oh, yeah, it's awesome. I'm talking to all my colleagues about it, too. Of course, yeah. Naturopaths are more open to that anyway.
Yeah, and it's a lot better than Xanax.
Oh, yeah.
And all the drugs that are being used, you know, by the doctor, you know, the pharmaceutical industry to calm people down because of all this negative energy. And it's sad because not only is the environment kind of screwed, but they're amplifying it with these ELF fields from these different satellite systems. You know?
Oh, I know. It's horrible. And you know, I wish that everybody would get your Star Orb or Devastar Orb to help with that, because that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it makes it easier for you, doesn't it?
Oh, it makes it way easier, you know. You know, I noticed the difference right away. And as you know, I had one sent out to a friend of mine in Colorado who was having a lot of negative attacks. And
how is that working out? Is it
it's
out
working
now?
Out really well. And I said, you know, I brought the projectors with me. And I said, I'm not even taking them out of my suitcase, you know, until you guys set that up. And her husband said, you know what, you're a real pain in the butt. I said, I know. But I said, you know, if you've had negative attacks, we got to do something to stop that.
Her husband was resistant to having these in the house, or what?
No, he was not resistant to it at all. It was just that he had to install it.
Oh.
And so by the time, you know, I told him how it had to be grounded and everything else. And
oh, yeah, he was burned out.
Yeah, he had to go get a 14-foot step ladder from Home Depot, and took four of us to maneuver it, because it's a peaked roof, you know, and it's 16 feet at the top, but not on the rest of it. So we're trying not to ding the roof and all kinds of stuff. But we got it up there, and it made a huge difference right away. And now I slept between all four of those projectors without the lasers for about a week and a half. And then I took them home, you know, and had them at my house for a while I was waiting to get them installed. And I have to tell you, I had some funny experiences. That the first thing was I was having trouble getting somebody to put them up. And I said, this is ridiculous. I got these things. I got to get them in the office. How am I going to do this?
Well, have the projectors put themselves up. That's what you need to do.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
I was sitting there.
Before, just set them up and say, all right, guys, call yourself.
Well, that's how we get them adjusted now. We just walk in there and go, okay, adjust them, will you? And then we come back and it's all adjusted. But because we have, you know, people above us at another office. So if they get to tromping around, it kind of knocks everything out of alignment. So we just ask the Andromedans to fix it, and they do. But, you know, the first week that I had them there at the house, I was going, okay, why can't I get somebody to come and set this up? And finally I went, you know what? I have these projectors. So I sat down there, and with intent, I said, it's unacceptable that these are not being able to be set up for a couple of weeks. I need this guy to call me back and tell me he can set them up tomorrow. And I kind of forgot about it. 10 minutes later, the phone rings, and he had told me he couldn't possibly make it for 2 weeks. And he said, you know what? I can come out tomorrow. I said, thanks, and I hung up and went, wow.
Yeah,
that was interesting.
That was like the guy that delivered your crystals up to you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. My friend, I have to have my master crystal. I was having a conversation with it. I thought, this is really funny. I'm having a conversation with it. I haven't even met it yet. Anyway, it was telling me, you know, I've got to be with you. I said, yeah, I want you to be here too. We've got things to do. And my friend said, well, you know, I'm going to be up there, but I can't stop by. I don't have the time. And I said, what? You've got to go past my office anyway. And I said, well, okay. And I hung up, and I thought about it, and I went, wait a minute, that's unacceptable. I really need to have the stuff I need. And so he called me up about 10 minutes later, and he said, you know what? I'm going to bring you what you really need. And I said, wow, thanks. And I hung up the phone and went, wow.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then,
these people, it gets over their egos.
Oh, yeah, it was just amazing, you know. And then the next thing I asked for, while I was sitting there idly one morning having my coffee and looking at the mountain, I said, you know, I really need somebody to help me. And I kind of delineated what I needed, and, you know, someone helped me in the office who wanted to do their thing and grow and you know, just someone that I could get along with. It'd be fun to work with and really get this up and running and going in places that we hadn't conceived of. And about a week later, this lady walked in and looked at me like we knew each other and said, I hear you're looking for someone. I said, no. And then I thought, well, wait a minute, I kind of am, but I, you know, I'd forgotten about it. And I said, well, let me sit and talk with you. And I asked her what she did. And she said, well, you know, I do some tuning forks and I do crystal healings. And she said, but really what I do is open dimensional portals within people so they can progress on their path. And I started laughing, and she looked at me like I'm a lunatic. And I said, you just walked into the only public access place in the U.S. that has devices designed to do exactly that.
What'd she say to that?
She just looked shocked. And, you know, we have had the best time. We've been working together for a couple weeks now. We laugh. We have fun. We get things done. And we're assisting each other with the different parts of what we each do. And so this has been really amazing. And I said, you know, that's how I got this lady in my office. I was just idly mentioning to the universe that I really needed help. Now she's in my office like, wow, she's perfect.
Where's she from?
She is actually from my area, from the San Francisco Bay Area.
That's too funny. So
yeah.
Is she retired or what?
I'm sorry, what?
Was she retired or what?
No, she's just, following her path. She said she really wanted to follow her life path. And I said, well, what's that? And we talked about it. And it's been a perfect fit, you know, provides her with what she needs, provides me with what I need, and we're helping people, and we're just jazzed.
Yeah, to get her to come to my seminar.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to try to do that. Except if I bring her, then who's going to keep the office open?
I'll close it for a couple. It's on the weekend anyway.
Yeah.
You working on the weekend?
I wasn't planning on it, but I have been pretty much every weekend because it turns out somebody wants to come in and use the room or people just wander in. And I was there one weekend. I was not planning to be there. The office was closed. I had so many phone calls and so many people walking in. I was going, what the heck's going on? It's Saturday, you know?
Oh, that doesn't matter. We get calls at Paradigm 24/7, 365 now. So, I mean, even on Christmas Day, I think people were calling.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, we don't answer all the phones, obviously, because we can't. But, I mean, we get the calls and we return them. We have answering machines. But we get calls all through the night. It never stops.
Well, I was really surprised, you know, and you told me at the beginning to not ask for the business to increase because you said, well, you won't be able to handle it.
Yeah,
I said, okay,
that.
And, you know, I listened to what you say, Fred. So so I didn't. I have not asked for any increase in business. What I've asked is to be able to help people.
Well, we have the same problem over here.
Mm-hmm.
We got ads in right now to hire people.
Yeah, Mikhail was telling me that.
We're a little busy.
Yeah, it's amazing, though, drawing the people. I mean, you can use these holographic projectors for so many things. And of course, my whole idea for this was not only to help people to heal in ways that would be much quicker and less expensive, but also to help them to be enlightened and to help them to really be on their path and to knock off the negative crap and to really be able to move forward, because I feel that we need it so much right now. And it's working. It's just been amazing. We had one lady that came in. She's a psychic. I've had several psychics, of course, because I live in Psychic Central here. But we had this one lady that came in, and she wasn't too sure. And I said, well, just let go and just, you know, get into the space of love and see what happens. And she asked for her soul's divine purpose to be manifest. And she had an entire goddess experience and just was totally blown away. And I thought, isn't that nice? The people can come in and really get what they particularly need on their path. And some people are really shook up. They wander out of there going, oh, my God, you know, and just amazed. And some people see things, some people don't. But I can tell you that every single time that I've walked into that room with someone, the beings of the higher dimensions have been there instantly to help them.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
It's awesome. And apparently they send a team home with them. I had no idea that was going to happen. You didn't tell me about that, you know.
Yeah, well, everybody's different. Every experience is different.
It's been pretty interesting.
I don't know. You know what? People think that I know all this stuff. I don't know much of anything. The bottom line is, when we came out with a nuclear receptor, I didn't have anything to say about it. I just said, this will help you. You know? And I give them a couple ideas of what I thought they would do.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just sent them out, and people started telling us what they did. And I had an idea that they would do these things, but I really couldn't tell I'd seen it happen. You know, I couldn't really endorse my own product because I didn't have any track record. So I didn't say anything, you know. And I hate to suggest stuff because I have a passion for Paradigm and what I do and these things that we make. And it kills the passion, you know, to suggest to anybody what this thing might possibly do.
I just
don't do that. And so after about 2 or 3 years, you know, from 81 on, actually 1981 till whenever, probably 83 or 84, I put a brochure together on the receptor. That means 4 years later, based on what we had experience with people. And we still don't have a brochure finished on the projector. We're working on it.
Yeah, I'm working on one too.
Yeah. We'll just wait and see what happens with you and Steve Barish and Wesley Snipes and all the people that are using these systems now and get reports, and they're going overseas and they're just flipping out there, you know. So.
Oh yeah, it's really amazing. I have a receptor. I got that right away, and I noticed a difference with it immediately. And by the way, I just changed my stone in my receptor, Fred. I started out
already?
With a white zircon and a sterling silver receptor, and I just changed it to a type M tourmaline, and it's a green one,
Yeah, you have a silver receptor, right?
Yeah, I have a silver one. Well, you guys are making my gold one.
Yeah, you got a gold receptor coming, too. I know.
Yep.
Do you have a projector coming, too, or do you already have one?
I have a projector coming. In fact, I just talked to Mikkel about it today. But I noticed that when I changed the stone in this, you know, it's like I instinctively knew it was time to go to green and to work on
thyroid. Yeah.
Yeah, to work
that's
on thyroid.
That's Holy Ghost and that's female energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's and
also money too. I might add, money, which pays the bills.
Yeah, that
so
helps.
So you're getting ready to process a lot of money through there. It sounds like.
Ah, well, that's good news. That's
yeah,
really
well,
good
that's
news.
What you got to have. You need a lot. There's a lot more of my stuff. We talked about this that you need.
Oh, I told you I'd have all of your stuff because it works. I love your vitamins. I love your minerals. And I've got the Portamid set up for my house, which I haven't been able to set up yet due to floods and stuff that happened before. But you know, I'm having my house worked on.
How's your house doing?
Well, I just had the carpet ripped out today, and everybody's all worried about
it. Putting another carpet in, right?
Pardon?
You're not putting any more carpets in.
Oh, no, I hate carpet.
I do, too. I still got a few in here. I'm gradually tiling and throwing out.
You know, I much prefer to have wool rugs, and then you can take them to the cleaners when you need to. But I, for the listeners that don't know, I had a flood outside, then I had a flood inside, and it hit all three of my bedrooms. All the carpet got moldy and everything else. So I finally got the carpet out, and everybody's saying, "Oh, you know, I'm so worried about you, you know, and mold and everything else." And they forget I'm wearing the receptor.
Yeah, you won't have mold problems. The other thing I was going to say is that. There's a migration of atomic waves and frequencies. So like in the building you're I know you've told me about this is a new facility where you're located. And by the way, that's my backup birds in the background. Sun's going down here in a few minutes. But you're getting a migration down there, and that's what brings those people into your facility. And this is common. What'll happen is, eventually there's probably going to be an exodus of people, in the facility that you have your business located. And that's pretty much according to Hoyle. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's your house. The house is that it's an older structure and you're the only one in there. I mean,
it's a 30-year-old house.
It's a standalone house.
Mm-hmm.
And how far away is the nearest structure with another person living?
I'd say probably about 40 feet. 40
okay.
to 50 feet.
On both sides or one side or what?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm on a corner.
Okay, so if you were to stand in your house, would you say it's oriented more north and south? Or is it more with rooms that way, or is it more east and west with more rooms? How would you define the direction of it?
Well, that's an interesting question. I would say it's probably I've got three rooms on the north side.
Well, I mean,
one.
Like my house is definitely a north and south house. The rooms are that way. The whole thing is made that way. There's no east and west. You know what I mean?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. I mean, there's three rooms on the north side. There's one room on the south side. And then there's, you know, the great room and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like it's a shape like an L or an H.
Yeah,
or
shaped
an
like
I.
an L. The long part of the L is on the north side.
So it's like an L.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the long part of the L. The bottom of an L is shorter than the top part. So
right.
Which way would the long part of the L be facing, north and south or east and west?
The long part of the L is north, so it's actually running from east to west.
The large part of the L.
Yeah.
Okay, so now with that in mind, are the houses to the north and south, because are the east and west of you?
They're east and west.
Okay, so the polarization of your neighborhood is east and west.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that means that the energy, that the way they live, they're more susceptible to the outside influences because the planet is moving at 1,000 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
They're more longitudinally susceptible to the extrastellar forces that are coming in.
Ah.
You follow me? Versus if you're north and south, you're moving at 1,000 miles an hour, you're less subject to those polarizations because that you know the Earth rotates in an east to west direction. You follow me?
Yeah.
Okay. So with that in mind, I would imagine And remember, the Earth is moving from the west to the east. That probably the people on the west side of you will move soon. They'll probably leave.
That's really interesting, because the lady across the street just sold her house.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, because I had a flood inside my house, and she had a flood, like, right at the same time.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of interesting, and now I just heard she's moving, and I don't know about the people that are behind her.
But people across the street, they would be to the north or south, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Yeah. So, no, I'm more concerned. You'll get that, but I'm more concerned with the people on the west side of your house.
Interesting.
What are they like?
You know, pretty much I'm in an old neighborhood, so I think my youngest neighbor's about 70.
Yeah.
And most of them are like 94, 96, you know. They're pretty ripe old age, and they're going strong.
I know that. But do you think they'll stay there, or do you think they'll move?
That's a good question. I think the neighbor that's to my east is going to move. She's pretty upset with the new house that just got built across the street. And,
okay, so then it's polarized the other way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's usually one side or the other. So then I was probably incorrect, and probably the east side. But it's going to have to do with the signature of the Earth, because what happens is, if you've got a neighbor that's frustrated already anyway,
mm-hmm.
that energy that's inside your house with the projector system is going to migrate.
Mm.
And what it's going to do is going to make her more uncomfortable with her situation. It's going to amplify it 1,000 times.
Oh.
So that house will be the one that will be dealing with a brunt of negativity that comes off of yours.
Wow.
So that's very common. I got a house. My neighbor on my side, on north and south polarized, so east and west is the way we are, and my neighbor on the west side has been there a long time. He actually built the house over there.
Mm-hmm.
And the neighbor on the other side, on the east side, changes every 2 years. I have a new neighbor, and this has gone on for 30 years.
Wow.
The house is falling apart over there. The house on the other side, the west side, is in excellent condition, pristine. And the other one over on the east side is barely standing up.
How interesting.
Yeah. It's pretty common.
It's
we call it a transient house.
Well, it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens, because my office is on one side of one of the vortexes that most people don't know about. It's actually, there's a crystal city or a crystal mothership or something underneath it. And so the office is on one side, my house is on the other.
Yeah.
And that is a dimensional portal. So I thought, you know, it's going to be real interesting to see what happens when I finally get all these projectors, you know, going in the right direction.
You got them set up in your house now?
No, I don't have them set up here yet.
Where are the other four? You have two systems.
Yeah. Yeah. The other, they're kind of sitting in my living room right now because everything's in flux, you know.
Oh, I see, because you're working on your house.
Yeah. I'm doing a big remodel. And, you know, besides having a flood from the outside and a couple of months later having one on the inside, it's like, everything's in chaos, and I finally just threw my hands up and said, you know what, I got more important things to deal with right now. So I've been dealing with, you know, just getting the office together and getting the projectors in, and I have to tell you, Fred, I'm really amazed at what's been happening with everybody and what changes I've seen in people.
Yeah.
I have people who have had intractable pain for 25 years.
Yeah.
And they come in and they lay down.
You want to get a champagne reflector as soon as you can afford it, and they're not very expensive.
Oh, yeah, I keep telling people they really need the reflectors and receptors.
Yeah, you need one for your house and one for your office, and that'll be on an automatic red laser, so when the sun goes down,
mm-hmm.
that laser will kick in, and what it does is it keeps the energy of the sunlight through your house at night.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen that, the champagne reflector. If you look at the webcam at
mm-hmm.
night here at Paradigm, you know, we're on a webcam 24/7 through blog and through the radio network.
Yeah, I'm going to have lineup
too
soon.
And I've got pictures of angels actually flying out of it and being photographed by a photographer that was over at the Queen Mary working for NBC that was able to take pictures of that girl that's always talked about in the
uh-huh.
hold in the bottom of the Queen Mary boat, which is haunted, a young girl.
Yeah.
I guess she probably passed on there a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a very high sanctifying device. And it'll take your whole system to another level. And it's not a very expensive item. It's a very inexpensive item.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting that, too. And
we just sold one to somebody the other day. We don't sell a lot of those, and I don't even talk about them until people are ready.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're ready, then I say, this is what you got to have.
Yeah.
In fact, I got to reset my laser. The sun's going down, and mine isn't even turning on right now, but I will have it on in a few minutes.
Yeah, I don't have the lasers on in my house yet on the Portamid, just because I've got everything in flux. But
yeah.
I can tell you that I keep the lasers, the red and green lasers, turned on the projector system in the office. You can tell a definite difference.
Oh yeah, it sterilizes any negative energy.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a nice feeling. People come in and they don't even know why they're coming in, but I mean, I've had people in terrible pain that walk out without any pain, and they feel the beings come in and work on them right away. And then I was surprised, the first person that I had experienced that with, she called me up the next day and she said, they came home with me. They worked on me for like an hour the next day. I said, wow, that's great. And then she kept calling me and saying, they're here like every night. They're working on me for an hour. They tell me to lay down. And she said, they work on me. And she said, I'm feeling better and better. And I watched over the next couple of weeks. We're friends, and so we go a lot of places together. Every place she went, people that hadn't seen her for a while said, wow, you look incredible. You're looking younger and younger. And she said, I feel great.
Yeah.
And she said, I've got energy. And she said, it's just amazing how much has changed my life. I said, man, that is amazing. I didn't have to do too much at all. I did the doctor bit, but, I threw her in the room for 15 minutes and kind of let her commune with the spirit, so to speak. And she's just been doing great. And so I've had quite a few people having those kinds of experiences. And I have to tell you, too, I had a soul retrieval done on myself. And I have some incredible soul retrieval teachers. And they said, we want to come over and want to do a soul retrieval on you in the room. I said, okay, sure, I'm game. Let's do it. And so they came over and they said, wow. And the one guy has been attacked a lot because he removes the etheric machines that the government puts in people that they don't usually know are there. And he goes in and he takes them out all the time. And so he's been attacked heavily. And he said, you know what? He said, I am so much more powerful in this room.
Yeah, Dr. Deagle was talking about that stuff the other night. We were talking about the beast energy,
Yeah, and this guy was like, he said, I didn't get attacked. I said, you better not get attacked because I've got all this stuff in here to make sure that nobody is. And they just were blown away, and they said, wow, we have never had such powerful abilities at soul retrieval. They brought back several pieces of my soul that they said they had no idea that they could get. And they said they were so far beyond and hidden, and they said this just like opened it all up. So that's been amazing.
Yeah, the people that are having those higher experiences, the ones that cannot afford to get a whole quad system of projectors, you should have a few of those projectors that you wear around your neck available, because they could probably get great benefit from them. If you see a great benefit from them in your system, then they would be a perfect candidate to wear those things.
Oh, yeah.
And they can come and recharge sort of in your system.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You haven't worn one yet. You have that on order, right?
Order for a while. I just talked with Mikkel today, and she said, well, the jeweler kind of got behind, and,
things
happened.
Oh, we buried him. Are you kidding? Fine is an understatement.
That's what she said.
I'm going to have to get another source pretty soon. I'm just waiting till we get further into the year before I do that.
Well, I'll tell you, as soon as I can have my personal projector, it's going to be around my neck. I never take the receptor off unless I'm, throwing it into the ultrasound to clean it up. But, I mean, it's just been absolutely amazing, the difference that I've felt myself just with the receptor. And I did feel the despiraling and then the upspiraling into the other dimension when I took it off. I had told you that before. So I'm
now,
really
you need
anxious.
To wear them separately, because you got a solid gold projector coming, and then and the solid gold receptor, right? One
no,
of
I've
each.
No, I've got the silver projector coming.
Oh, okay.
The receptor is solid gold with diamond.
Okay. Well, what you want to do as soon as possible is sell that solid silver projector to one of your clients. And turn around and get a solid gold projector with a platinum bridge. Trust me on that one. The silver receptor, projector will be working and you'll feel it. But when you get into the solid gold projector with a platinum bridge, it's not that expensive. You will go to another level.
Cool.
Because what'll happen with the solid silver projector, versus the gold receptor is that the gold receptor will have a lot more energy now than the one you've currently, the silver one that you've got.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll put that on and you're going to notice a quantum leap there. You know, you feel a better balancing, well-being kind of stuff that goes on with the receptor.
Mm-hmm.
But because when you put the silver projector on, when you put that on, it's a kick-ass kind of a metal, but it doesn't really do what, it doesn't have the magnitude to balance that gold.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you kept your silver receptor on,
mm-hmm.
and you never wore a gold one, and you got a silver projector, that would be a good balance, yin and yang kind of thing, and you'd mm-hmm. notice the difference right away between the two. You follow mm-hmm. me?
Sure, so maybe that's what I'll do.
Yeah, but because what's going to happen now is that when you put that gold receptor on, it's going to really quantify your DNA, and the despiraling that the silver projector is going to produce is kind of minuscule to what you really will need. Because you got to realize you've brought the atomic frequency of your body up
mm-hmm.
quantum level. So when you play around with these alchemical devices, you need to keep the energy balanced, because it would be like wearing, the comparison is like you're wearing a gold anything, and then you put on a piece of something that's lead, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like it ain't going to work because your body likes that gold vibration,
mm-hmm.
you know? And you've taught it to do that, you know? If you don't teach it to do that, then the body never knows that. So
mm-hmm.
it never, but once DNA learns, and I have learned this over the years, once DNA learns a higher frequency, it don't want to go back.
Oh, yeah.
You follow what I'm saying? It does not want to go back. And if you look at that and you multiply that times, you know, 6 trillion, how many cells we have on our body, it pretty much says to ourselves, once you've driven a Rolls Royce, you really don't want to go back to that old beat up Volkswagen. That Rolls Royce was a little cooler.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to being able to do that. But I figured, you know, all this stuff is wonderful, and I want all of it, you know, and it's like, all right, what do I have to do first? And I figured, okay, what's my path?
Yeah, we're the sharper image of the 22nd century.
Yeah.
And, you know, the funny part of that is that Richard Thalhimer, I led him in the negative ionization.
Uh-huh.
And it was me that educated him back in the 80s. He owns the company. He's, uh-huh. And his whole company almost collapsed. And what saved him was the negative ionizer, the ion breeze. That saved his butt.
Yeah, and I have several of those. I love those.
Yeah. And he said to me, back in 83 or 82, when I used to talk to him, he said, Fred, we want to get into anti-pollution devices. What's this stuff about ionization and negative ions? And I said, Richard, it gets rid of odors, it gets rid of smells, it does this and that and blah, 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 and I'll make you one. But I never could get together with him on the price. But
mm-hmm.
I kept advising him, and eventually he got it at some point, you know, and he sells $1 billion worth of those ion breezes now.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah, now what he needs is the ion shower.
I really love that ion shower.
What that ion shower was, and we could get that price down on them, which we can't because it costs like thousands of dollars for parts. But mm-hmm. you get that thing down to about $9.99, they'd sell like hotcakes.
Oh, yeah, once people realize what it's doing. And well, same thing with the projectors. You know, if people knew that they could put those projectors up, and have them generating the kind of energy that they do, bringing them up into a higher dimension, a higher vibratory level. So
I never want to go back.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, you don't have to be depressed.
No.
You don't have to be fearful. I mean, you can get rid of all of that by going into the beam of these projectors, and it really helps you to catapult ahead.
Yeah.
And like I said, I was so excited when I heard about him. I was like, man, I want to go to Dr. Fred's house and play over there and just experience this stuff. And then you were pretty busy. So I went, okay, that's it. I have to get my own. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to make it available to other people because, you know, a lot of people can't afford yet to go plunk down that kind of money. And I went, okay.
Well, there's a program for the ability to do that. That's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I started Paradigm. I was living in this house. I was 5 house payments behind when I started this company.
Mm.
5 house payments. That's a lot of house payments to be behind. And within a few months of starting Paradigm, I was a couple of house payments ahead.
Oh, yeah, I can believe it. I mean, my business picked up very
I had
very
one
quickly.
Product, and that was a 24-karat gold pyramid that you wore on your head called a Pyridome. We sold it for $10. That one product got me out of debt and house payments ahead. One product, because it worked.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And people couldn't... No, I didn't have enough money to advertise it. Nothing, you know?
Well, it's like a lot of the people that are finding their way to my door, they didn't find it in an advertisement. They've either heard it from somebody else, or they just felt the energy and came walking in. And I mean, they truly look so confused. It's really comical.
Yeah.
The minute we see them looking through our window, you know, they kind of like wave at us like little kids. And we go, well, come in, you know, and we start talking to them. And, you know, it's real obvious to us why they had to be there, because they needed a jolt. They needed like a kick in the butt on their path.
Valerie, I get so fed up with people. I guess I shouldn't have an emotional attachment to the fed up, because, you know, you say you pain in the ass, you get hemorrhoids, you say it makes you sick, you end up getting sick. You know, those little anchorisms that actually bring on energy foul thought problems in the future. But, I mean, I've seen so many people say, I can't afford.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? There are limits. The word can't should be removed from words.
Mm-hmm.
You can. All
oh,
you
yeah.
have to do is let yourself do it.
And, oh, yeah. And
everybody out there listening could have everything that you've got and more if they wanted it.
Exactly.
Hey, thank you for allowing you to have it brought to them.
Yeah. And it's funny, too. Like, I've had some people say, well, you only get 15 minutes for $65. And I tell them, well, let's see, you only need 10. And that's about as long as anybody, even a good meditator, can focus on this stuff. And
I just tell them if they get 30 minutes, they're killing themselves.
Yeah, and it's like you only need 10 minutes, and you can't get it anyplace else. And it actually opens up the fourth, fifth, and sixth dimensional portals and allows you to get contact with the beings that are there to help you. And you think that's too much money?
Yeah.
And it's like, geez, you know, I just kind of start laughing. And I go, fine, you know, go on your way. That's too much money for you. That's right. You know, and other people are going, wow, that's all? No problem. You know, and they're jumping in there and going, man, this is great.
Yeah.
And it's just like anything else. You know, there are people who are naysayers and people who are going to move ahead. And I thought, well, I'm going to provide this opportunity and allow people that are ready for it to really move ahead and do what they need to do. Some come in for healing. Some come in for money. One came in the other day, said, I want a wife. I said, all right, well, you know, you're in Manifestation Central. Speak.
Yeah, that's not a problem, getting a wife.
Yeah. He said, I just want the right one. I said, well, speak that. And I had people that came in and said, buy me one of these. And I'm like, what are you talking to me for? You're in Manifestation Central there. Speak your desire. Why do I have to provide it for you?
One thing that is really cool about the systems is that, you know, I've had several wives, and they're all become like very close to me, and they become like brothers and sisters, and they move on, they evolve.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when people are around me. They learn a lot, not really from me, but people around me or whatever, and then they decide to move on, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And people have to go on the internet and do all this stuff to find girlfriends and boyfriends. I don't have to do any of that. I just find that. I just put the energy out, and someone's there and knocking on your doorstep. I met Mikkel, who's my girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
My living room. She came up here to check out my systems,
mm-hmm.
and she never left. She, you know, had her own place and everything, but I mean, I just broke up with this other girl 3 days before that, who was a great friend of mine, but our lives, she's too much, she's one of these overachievers.
Mm-hmm.
And I am, and so that wasn't working out, and we break up, and 3 days later, my new girlfriend, who I've been with almost 2 years now, walks into my living room.
We gotta close down the show. We got the news hour coming. I hate to do it.
Close down the show. Don, what's your problem?
Hate to do it to you. I'd love to keep it going, but the TNT radio hour is picked.
I got a show to do in a few hours anyway.
But I'm gonna be listening to your show.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's just a nutritional show, but I'm a little bit upset disconcerted that people don't understand our vitamins properly. So I'm going to go into formulation in that tonight.
Oh, that's great, because I love your vitamins.
People out there,
I shall
nothing
be listening.
On the market, and the less for $100 is, you know, a month kind of products, and people really need some enlightenment.
Yeah, they do. They really do, and those vitamins help a lot. So I will be I'll be listening to that. And listeners, thank you for tuning in, and we'll have to have Dr. Fred Bell on again, because Dr. Bell is always interesting to listen to. He's kind of a wild man, and he's a lot of fun. And, boy, we can talk about enlightenment and all this other stuff for a long time. So thanks for being on the show, Dr. Bell. I really appreciate it. And thank you for the products that you have put out to help us.
Yeah, and tune into the our webcam, because, you know, I do all my shows now live with a camera and everything, too. So.
You bet.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thanks for having me on your show.
You bet.
Bye.
And that's another episode of the Enlightened Medicine Show, and I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll have Dr. Fred Bell on again. Thanks for listening. Be happy, be healthy. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.